Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, sir, that's us starting you off the week, and we are a warm-up act this evening for the Florida Panthers, who will be coming your way about 8 o'clock this evening, the start and pregame and everything. What a time to be a sports fan here in South Florida, especially with the Miami Heat going up 3-0 last night. And also with the Panthers having an opportunity coming home from Carolina to do much of the same. We'll have all that coverage for you as well. So let's get right into our South Florida high school sports coming up just in another 3 weeks. It'll be camp season for all the colleges, and there are a lot of schools that have been gearing up to get the kids on campus. A lot of schools have, oh, wow. As many as like 10 camps just through the month of June. And one of the programs, obviously, that we keep our eye on all the time is the University of Miami. And they have, starting June 1st with the specialist camp, and Juan Navarro is kind enough to join us this evening. Juan, thanks so much for taking the time on your Monday evening. And I know you guys have been working hard, gearing up for this, just this 1 month.
That's right, Larry. Thank you very much for your time. We're extremely excited here at the University of Miami and Miami football to kind of get the whole month rolling in terms of June and to finish out, obviously, the spring evaluation season. So it's a good and exciting time, and we appreciate you having us on.
Oh, not a problem. And the thing that makes this interesting, and I've been, you know, the camps for so long, and obviously they're so beneficial, especially getting kids, as you say, on campus. Their parents come, they get an opportunity to compete, you know, whether it be a specialist camp, which you open up next week on June 1st. You guys wasting no time. And then you get right in your offensive, defensive line camps and your 7-on-7s. Let's talk about specialist camps on June 1st. Obviously, you get your long snappers, your kickers, punters. Talk about that and who's going to be kind of heading that up.
Of course, and then we'll have all our coaches obviously attending, and then we'll have our very own players and Mr. Borregales out there with them as well, Mr. Joyce, our punter, helping us out in terms of our current players. But yes, of course, with the specialist camp June 1st, obviously they'll go through. We'll have our punters, our kickers, and our long snappers all get together. We'll go through a couple skills in terms of the overall development of the technique and fundamentals of the positional play, and then we'll go through a little bit of competition. You know, Coach Maloof will be out there, Coach Coulter will be out there. We'll have all our coaches out there assisting and directing really the whole program. Again, before the specialist camp June 1st, kickers, punters, long snappers, and we'll go through and evaluate that. I know the costs are online, and we're excited about that.
No doubt. Juan Navarro joins us. Juan, the best thing in the world is this, starting in April, the high school kids take trips to the college campuses, watch them practice, watch their coaches do what they do, and then it all kind of turns around the next month. We're right in the middle of it now, throughout the late April and into May, where they get an opportunity to go and kind of observe the kids, and as you said, do the evaluations, and not only look at the rising seniors, but get a kind of a glimpse of the underclassmen as well, and then it all comes full cycle on June 1st, as you mentioned. But before we get on with the high school events, you have the youth, the ultimate youth event. And those, you're going to have two of those, June 6th and then June 13th. And I know in the past they've been great. I mean, you know, the coaches come, some players come. What's that about?
It's always great to have our youth in terms of having them on campus. It's great to bring our community, our South Florida community, onto campus so they can see what great things we do have here in Coral Gables and all that. It's important to give back to our youth. Youth football is such a big component of how we grow up in South Florida, and it's so important that we want to make sure that we give back to that. Our youth camps actually will have them broken up into 2 days. June 6th will be grades 1 through 5. June 13th will be grades 6 through 8. And what we'll have to do is the intent is for people to go to school and come right out of school. Registration times will start at 4 o'clock, and we'll start the camp actually at 5 o'clock. So the goal is to really get our youth out there, get them out there, compete, go through, again, focus on our techniques and the fundamentals of the positions, and then make sure that they get a chance to compete against one another out there. You know, in the past, we've had the smaller O-line, D-line little competitions and one-on-ones because it is about competitive. That's why I believe that the football, and we believe that the football is different in South Florida because they compete, they get after each other. But and that's what it is. Our youth camps, again, will be June 6th for grades 1 through 5, June 13th for grades 6 through 8, and a $10 cost for those camps.
Not bad at all. It's very affordable. Give the kids an opportunity to get a little bit of the big time action. The thing that I like, and I think I'd say 2-3 years ago, you know, you've had 7-on-7 for a couple of decades, the colleges. I know that back in the day, University of South Florida started it. But what they've introduced now, when they have the 7-on-7s, are the big men camps. The offensive and defensive linemen get an opportunity to travel. And I think it's a great idea because they get a chance to keep together with their teammates. Used to go and the 7-on-7s would compete and the offensive and defensive linemen would have to stay home and they didn't get the opportunity to bond together. But that's all changed and you have two pretty unique events. 7-on-7 is always exciting. Kids like that. They play that throughout the offseason. And both dates, the offensive and defensive linemen will converge on campus as well. The first one will be on June the 8th. The second one, June 25th. Talk about that because that's an exciting time because it not only fills up most of all your fields, but it gives you an opportunity to watch linemen perform as well as the 7-on-7s. Talk about that and the advantage that these teams have traveling together.
Of course, that's a big time opportunity to compete and work for a whole team. It's great for teams to spend time together, and I think that's our big focus in terms of giving back to our community. Coach always wants to make sure that we provide opportunity not only to compete but to work and provide that avenue to evaluate. So with those dates of June 8th and June 25th, the O-line, D-line, and the 7-on-7 camps will go on through. The O-line, D-line is on the front part of that day. They'll start off, they'll go through individual skills and drills and fundamentals. They'll go through some one-on-ones, and they'll work with our O-line, defensive line coaches, which is important here. You know, we have coaches that have had 10-plus draft picks. We have Hall of Famers in Jason Taylor that'll be out there coaching them up. Joe Salve, who has significant NFL play. So, again, we'll have some of the best coaches up front. You talk about Alex Mirabal. He'll be out there in our staff. Again, great coaches with great energy, great teachers that'll go out there and teach in the O-line, D-line segment. Again, those camps being the June 8th and June 25th. Then the second component of that camp is, like you mentioned, Larry, the 7-on-7 camp. And why that's important, again, now the team's still together. Now we get to go through, and the 7-on-7 is a four-game guarantee on that thing. And once we get past those first four games, we go to single elimination, and we generate a champion. And then off that, it's a great opportunity because, again, it's team. It's team. The bigs get to watch each other. Then the bigs get to go watch the skill run around and play. And, again, from the cost standpoint, I think it's really important when you talk about the O-line, D-line, it's $25 per camper. And then you talk about the rosters for the 7-on-7, which is, you know, this is where it becomes really important for coaches to get in on the 7-on-7. It's a 20-person max roster, and it's $20 per person on that roster. And, again, it's four high school football teams to come out, compete, for O-line, D-line to come out and compete. And as you know, we love our trenches, and we want to make sure that we can continue to provide the opportunity to compete and to work.
Juan, before we let you go, June 4th and 15th is the prospect camp, and obviously invited kids come. It's a time where you get a chance to see the elite of the elite, and they cap things off on the 22nd with now the famous Legends Camp, which is awesome. Former football players from the University of Miami are all in attendance. They get a chance to mingle with all the invitees. Talk about those events.
Of course, the prospect camps, again, it goes back to technique and fundamentals. The development of technique and fundamentals are important for us outside of the evaluation component of it. We want to make sure that we give back. So June 4th, June 15th, and then the Legends Camp on June 22nd, $60 camps per camper there. We do want to make sure that we give plenty of campers, plenty of players to come out here at different times of the day to have those opportunities available scattered throughout the month so that we're able to get eyes on everybody and that people are able to come to Coral Gables and see what great opportunities we have here. So our prospect camps, again, June 4th, June 15th, and June 22nd with the Legends Camp, $60 per camper. The one thing that I do want to make sure that I make note, Larry, is of giving the opportunity here is that the helmets are required for all the high school camps.
Okay.
We got to make sure we come in here ready. The helmets are required for those segments. And that's both for the O-line, D-line, 7-on-7s, and the prospect camps. And, again, it's intended to keep everybody safe and keep everybody moving in a good, healthy way. But we are
great
extremely
idea.
Excited. We are extremely excited to have everybody here. We want to show people that not only what the University of Miami is about, but what Coral Gables is about and what Hurricane football is all about.
Awesome. Mario Cristobal Football Camps. TotalCamps.com. That's Mario Cristobal Football Camps. TotalCamps.com. Juan Navarro, thank you so much for stopping by. I know you're going to get a lot of kids. We enjoy coming out. It's well covered. A lot of people get an opportunity, and the parents have a good time, especially on the Legends Day. Again, my friend, thanks so much for taking the time, and I appreciate you.
Thank you, Larry, for the opportunity. Go Canes.
Yep, good stuff. Juan Navarro from the University of Miami kind of breaking all that down for you as far as the camps. A lot of good things happen at the U this summer, year-round, but especially this summer. Speaking about that, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back here on a Panthers Monday evening, LaQuinton Taylor, the new head coach at Somerset Pines, is on deck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.